Good morning, Professor Bitzer.
Good morning.
What stood out to you?
I think in the gubernatorial debate, it was really kind of the first statewide introduction of both candidates, and certainly Walter Dalton had a lot more to prove and a lot more to try and achieve than Pat McCrory. You know, if you look at any of the polls, McCrory is up anywhere from 10 to 13. Dalton is certainly in the hole, and he needed to come out swinging and be much more aggressive, and he did that. The problem is he's trying to differentiate himself as the supporter of middle class versus working class versus the McCrory big business corporate lobbying firms. And I'm not sure if he's trying to pull a playbook page out of the Obama playbook, but he just doesn't seem genuine and charismatic in that presentation. So I thought that was the biggest thing coming out of the governor's debate. At the presidential level, I thought Mitt Romney all along had been talked about needing to reset his campaign. Man, he got that reset button and more. The president was just flat. He seemed to really not care to be there. I know it was his anniversary, but he needed to kind of step his A game. He kind of came out of it with what I thought was a C or an even C minus game. I think we'll have to wait for a couple of days, maybe past this weekend, to see if any public opinion polls change. But we might see a continuing tightening up. Romney has always been behind. This may be the opportunity for him to slightly move ahead.
A couple of weeks ago on Saturday Night Live, they did an interesting treatment of the undecided voter. Let's listen to a little bit of that.
Before you get our vote, you're going to have to answer some questions. Questions like...
When is the election? How soon do we have to decide?
What are the names of the two people running? And be specific.
Who is the president right now? Is he or she running? Because if so, experience is maybe something we should consider.
So this is obviously comedic, but how accurate a portrayal of an undecided voter is this? Are these debates reaching them?
I think through the courtesy of SNL, we're getting a pretty solid description of a potential undecided voter, one who probably isn't going to realize the election is on Tuesday, but show up Wednesday maybe to vote in November. It's really, you know, with so few of these folks declaring themselves undecided, the way that I read it is the likelihood is half of these undecided voters may choose not to show up at all because they don't know when they need to show up. I'm more interested in the potential persuadable voter, somebody who says, yes, I'm voting for Barack Obama, but I may give Mitt Romney a second look now. Those kind of folks that float back and forth, they say they're committed, but they're open to persuasion. I think they're going to be the more important voters that both campaigns are going after.
So do debates change minds, and did any of the candidates do anything that you think could change voters' minds?
I think the history tells us that usually the polls don't move very much with two or three exceptions in the past. Whoever is going in as the leader usually comes out as the victor. Typically what debates tend to do is help to galvanize and solidify the partisan voters. You know, they are being reached and being spoken to by their candidate. I think Mitt Romney, you know, gave a convincing case to Republicans that, yes, indeed, you nominated the right guy. Democrats have to be concerned that the lackluster performance of the president really probably put a damper on some of these things. Now we've got about a week and a half before the next debate. The big one is going to be now, can Joe Biden kind of rescue Barack Obama, similar to what Dick Cheney did in 2004 with George W. Bush's first lackluster performance.
Political scientist Michael Bitzer, you can read more of his insights at our political blog, thepartyline.org. Thanks so much.
Have a good weekend.
You too.